every month, you'll usually hear something like this on Michigan radio.
The state's unemployment rate dropped last month to 8.4%.
As Mike Perini just told us, Michigan's unemployment rate dropped to 8.4% last month. That December number brings the state's 2013 average jobless rate to 8.7%. That's down from 8.9% the year before. That means Michigan's annual jobless rate has gone down now for 3 years in a row. But are these numbers a really good indication of how Michigan's overall economy is faring? Let's find out. We're calling Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University.
Hello.
Hi, Professor. It's Zoe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So here's the question. Hiring is up, but much of the decline in the unemployment rate is due to people who've actually quit looking for jobs, which means that they're no longer being measured as part of the workforce. So how much weight should we actually be giving these unemployment numbers?
I think we should give them some weight. As you say, it's a complicated picture. This is really very much a good news, bad news situation. We've had growing employment in Michigan. We've added over 250,000 jobs in the last 4 years. But that's against the backdrop of losing more than 860,000 jobs in the previous decade. The unemployment rate is continuing to come down, but it's still higher than it was in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. And so it's a very mixed picture. And as you point out, the part of the drop in the unemployment rate is you only get counted as unemployed if you are out of work but actively seeking work.
Right, when you actually combine the rate of people who are unemployed, people who've stopped looking for work, and underemployed, it's 15.3%?
That's right. And that also is down from more like 20, but still, that means that one out of every six or seven workers in Michigan is either out of work and looking for work, or they're out of work and they've given up looking for work, or they want to work full-time and all they can find is part-time employment. So that's not really nearly as good as anybody would like it to be.
It's not where people want it to be, but when you look at the overall trend, is it happening quick enough?
Well, I think most economists would say that this has been a recession that the recovery from this recession has been so-so. It has not been a gangbusters recovery. My metaphor is that it feels like we're puttering along in second gear. Second gear is better than reverse, which is where we were 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But it still is, it's only second gear. It's not growing fast enough in most parts of the country, including Michigan, to really get us back to what we would call full employment.
So here's the $64,000 question for you as an economist. What needs to be done to quicken the pace?
Well, we have to admit, first of all, that some permanent damage has been done. I mean, the recession that we've just gone through is by far the worst recession since the Great Depression. But looking forward, I think we're doing some things that are right. I put a great deal of emphasis on the importance of a highly educated workforce, because the people who have the most difficulty finding jobs are those who are high school dropouts, who don't have the skills to fit into the modern workforce. And I was very pleased that Governor Snyder is pushing for greater early childhood education. That won't bear fruit for many years, but it will bear fruit. And then we've got various training programs that I think are helping some. At the federal level, I would like to see the Federal Reserve reduce the interest rate that it pays to banks who have money in their accounts at the Fed, to try to push that money out to get it loaned to small businesses so that they can create jobs. But it's most of the predictions are, at best, maybe 2014 will be the year in which we shift into third gear. It's probably not going to be a huge, fast recovery even this year and maybe even next.
Is there a magic number for you when you are looking at these unemployment rates? Is there a number for you where you'll say, okay, we've made it, we have recovered? I mean, is that in the fives? Is it, 6.0? What is that number?
There's controversy about exactly what number you'd be satisfied with. Well, I'm not sure we should be satisfied with any number.
Right, of course.
But I'd love to see it below 6.
Okay.
And at the current rate, it will take some years before we get there. Now, the U.S. as a whole, with some luck, maybe we'll get down around 6 in the next year or two. But Michigan, as you say, we're still up in the 8s. At the current rate of improvement, it would take a long time for us to get down to below 6, unfortunately.
Professor, I guess the final question is this the new normal for Michigan?
I don't think we have to accept this as the new normal, but it is clear that it has taken us a very long time to overcome two things. One is the long-term structural reduction in the strength of manufacturing and the auto industry in particular. And the other is the extraordinarily deep recession of 2007 through 2009. Both of those have been a punch in the gut that means that it has taken us years even to get where we are today. And unfortunately, it'll probably take more years to get to where I think most people in Michigan really think our economy ought to be.
Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University. Thank you so much, Professor.
You're welcome.